Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
For guys like me, you know, one of those talking heads about politics, after a presidential debate seen by about 10 million people, it's important to say that what I say is my personal opinion. Did Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or anyone else win the debate? That depends on millions of personal opinions. What I got from the debate is that Sanders and Warren are less alike than we've been thinking they are on how to achieve universal health care, how to increase taxes on wealthy Americans. They're not alike on whether to increase the size of the Supreme Court and to allow incarcerated felons to vote. On equality, Sanders focuses on economics, Warren on society. The debate had too many interruptions, and it was too tight to reveal specifics, but loose enough for me to discern authenticity and qualities of leadership, thoughtfulness, knowledge of issues, and commitment to principles. In those things, in my opinion, Sanders and Warren were a tie. In going after Donald Trump, Warren had an edge. She's a woman. The most interesting debaters, and worth more attention, were the author, Marianne Williamson, because of how expressive, even poetic, and passionate at times, almost to tears. Also Mayor Pete, because he's only 37 years old, and so maturely philosophical. And the former Congressman John Delaney, because he was so articulately and forcefully moderate. The winner last night, and a fair bet to be the Democrat running against Donald Trump, it's up to you. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.